Good evening. The following program is opinionated and vulgar, but it's got a lot of great music. Open your mind, let down your guard, and don't whine.
Let's hear it for the good guys!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Thank you. But hold your applause to the end, please.
That was the ooh.
This is the what? The what is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. I'm your ghost, Mike Gold. Happy December. Holiday season. Yay! And, of course, that means that we're slowly but surely putting together our holiday show. I want to thank Donald Trump for giving us its name. It's a nice parting gesture on his way to prison. That show will go up on Christmas Eve. So there's your religious connection for you. tonight we've got such groovy mortals for you. We've got the Ravenettes, we've got Rockin' Sydney, we've got Sinead O'Connor, we've got Haniva Magnus, we've got Bobby Bland, we've got Dion DiMucci doing Elvis Presley, we've got Tracy Nelson, we got something brand new from Mr. Sip. Oh man, all kinds of stuff. In other words, we've got 2 full hours of kick-ass rock and blues right here on the greatest pop culture channel lurking in the back alleys of your mind. GetThePointRadio.com. Starting off with our old friends up north. Guess who's got a gun?
Yeah. rest, rest, rest. Cause you gotta fight your enemies, you gotta fight friends, you gotta fight depression when the home ends. Yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Who you gonna run to when you can't think straight? Everybody's pushing you the same wrong way. Everyone's your lover on your birthday.
Far back in jail this time. that they're gonna have to pump air into him. Well, now for a reach for a star. Yeah, but I said, I don't understand, though. Don't you try no monkey business. I got a sliver in my hand.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp, with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming and his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dope or LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. Even if you played it on the saxophone. Thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together. We figured that we should, cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we picked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and Beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
One, two, three, four, let's see if you've got some
more. People sing it like a song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like,
dancing to the light. The Lord is for loading and
But he did not say which church. That was Frank Zappa. He's been hanging out in Joe's garage. Real early Rolling Stones from a radio appearance they did, I think, in 1964. That was Cops and Robbers before the Stones. Rachel Sage, big star. Before that, Ray Daytona and Goo Goo Bombos. Love and Napalm go together like a knife and fork. Before that, yeah, that was Weird Al Yankovic covering the Ramones. And the catchiest tune ever put into aspic. Beat on the Brat. Beat on the Brat with a baseball bat. Don't want to be singing that on the subway, particularly in New York City, which means if you got one of them, their MP3 players or what have you, and you're listening to that tune, anybody's version, don't sing along, okay? You're going to get busted. Opened with Aerosmith. Yeah, they're up north. They're in Boston. Come on, that's north. Jamie's Got a Gun. Don't want to take that in the subway either. One of the coolest things in the world. And there's so many cool things in this world. And maybe others, but I can only speak from experience. When people go and figure out like a really cool name for themselves, for showbiz, they try to reflect their personality and what they do. If you're a blues performer and you happen to come from Mississippi, you might want to know about her husband. We open with her husband. Innate.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
Feels like home to me. Come on.
Want you to follow me down to the
juke joint,
way down in Mississippi at the
juke joint.
Let's take a trip down to Mississippi where you can find
juke joint,
a real
juke joint.
Well, let me play my guitar here. There's dancing, y'all, down there in Mississippi, down at the
juke joint,
way down in Mississippi at the
juke joint.
There's a lot of dancing going on down in Mississippi at the
juke joint,
the real
juke joint.
Let me knock a hole in it. All right. Mississippi at the
Juke Joint.
Let's go down to the
Juke Joint.
Oh, you can find the best food in the world. Drinks and have a good time down at the
Juke Joint.
In Mississippi at the
Juke Joint.
Well, let's go down to the
Juke Joint.
I said down in Mississippi where it's going on at the
Juke Joint.
Where you can find the real blues, the real good food at the
Juke Joint.
No trouble, no worries down at the
Juke Joint.
Oh, well, we live for the music and the music is good.
Juke Joint.
In Mississippi where you can find some down-home blues at the
Juke Joint.
You can have a real good time down at the
Juke Joint.
I wanna know, do you really wanna go down to the
Juke Joint?
Well, if you really wanna go, follow me down to the
Juke Joint.
Let's go down to the
Juke Joint.
Drive down 55.
Juke Joint.
Stop in Magnolia, Mississippi.
Juke Joint.
There's a Juke Joint there.
Juke Joint.
By the name of Silk's Place.
Juke Joint.
You can get your Juke Joint on.
Juke Joint.
Drive up.
Juke Joint.
Stop in Jackson, Mississippi.
Juke Joint.
There were a couple Juke Joints there.
Juke
My joint. Favorite F. Jones home.
Juke Joint.
Then you got Holly Mile.
Juke Joint.
And when you get there, you can just dance.
Dance, dance, dance.
Everybody
dance, dance, dance.
Come on.
Dance, dance,
dance. Let me see you
dance.
Have a mighty, mighty good time.
Good time. Something make me feel better.
Train and ride away. Thank you.
my days in the land of night. Will I spill my brother's blood in the eyes of God to see? Now we're fugitive in a wonder, but I'll be. Well, God came, Adam's sons said to me, your finest bring and receive a seat in heaven for the finest offering. Cain did all of that he could. Still Abel had the best, he said, dear brother, you must work for what you get. Hey, crack of the devil's ripped it sound. Yeah, the crack of the devil's ripped it sound. I do not see your kin. Cain said, oh, my brother's keeper, yeah, you did not let me in. God said, I can hear your brother's blood crying from the ground and the crack of the devil's ripped it sound. And now I bear the mark of Cain, and I fear the hand of my days in the land of night, and nobody compares to the burden I bear. And now a fugitive in a wanderer I'll be. Oh Lord, oh, will I fugitive in a wanderer I'll be. Oh, a fugitive in a wanderer I'll be.
She's nobody's child. Nobody's child. say teddy bear.
Just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse. Friday. and Saturday I go out to play. Church and I kneel down and pray, and this is what I say, baby. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Send her home to me.
Bobby Bland, Stormy Monday Blues. One of the problems, one of the few drawbacks of doing a global radio show on the internet, at least global, is that we can't do weather checks. I don't know if you're going to have a stormy Monday whenever your next Monday is going to be. That's okay, most of the weathermen don't know either. But I'll give you a piece of advice. This was told to me a long time ago by one of the old top 40 weathermen. He said, right before I go on the air, I always go to the window and stick my head out. The reason for that is simple. Once he said it was bright and shiny in his little studio in front of his little microphone, looking at his little engineer, and it was raining cats and dogs. Rhonda Rucker, Rhonda a la Blue. Great name. Both for Rhonda and for her tune. Before that, Dion DiMucci doing Elvis Presley's Mean Woman Blues. Rachel Davis doing the name of an old 1950s naughty paperback called The Mark of Cain. Tracy Nelson before that, Feel So Bad, we opened with Mississippi's favorite husband, Mr. Sip. Brand new album, Juke Joint. Now, you know what a juke joint is, and you could probably guess what juke is. But they started out in the fields. People would be, like, working in the fields, and they were working long, hard hours for very little compensation, if any. So they would kind of build their own, like, entertainment places. Right there, right off the field, you know, someplace that's right next door to where they worked because they didn't have cars. You know, they didn't have bicycles. And they were called juke joints because, in addition to the music, they did a lot of juking around. I was in one of the old so-called juke joints when I was about 18 or 19. It was amazing. And I know that it had sort of survived because the real juke joints all disappeared after World War II. But it was a survivor, and it was a really interesting experience. It was like stepping back in time. I didn't have to have a dog set the machine for me. Next set, right after we resolve our identity conflict.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
About you. Well, I get so mixed up, baby, and I don't know what to do. Oh, baby, I don't know what to do. I'm gonna pack it up. I'm gonna give it up. I got to put you right out of my mind.
I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots. I've got no roots. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots. I've got no roots. I like standing still, but that's just a wishful plan. Ask me where I come from, I'll say a different land. But I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night. I count gates and numbers, then play the guessing game. It's just the place that changes, the rest is still the same. But I've got memories and travel like gypsies in the night.
Rifle. You come with me. Like I want you to. My acne will be all cleared up. And we won't have no problems. And we'll both cool our parents. So come along with me now. And you know...
Well, I
didn't write that. I didn't write that one.
No, I didn't. You wrote it. I said, I don't know why I
put it. That's this good fellow named Rick Von Schmidt.
Rick, did you write that?
Yeah. Well, he didn't write it. I wrote
one.
He
put in jail. Oh, that is great.
Thank you.
easy, you'll think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe me, all you will see is a girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines at sixes and sevens with you. I had to let it happen, I had to change, couldn't stay all my life down at heel, looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. So I chose freedom, running around trying everything new, but nothing impressed me at all. Argentina, the truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise, don't keep your distance. For fame, I never invited them in, though it seemed to the world they were all I desired. They are illusions, they're not the solutions they promised to be. The answer was here time. I love you and hope you love me.
Sinead O'Connor, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Beautiful, beautiful voice. She took on the Pope a couple decades ago and has made a lot of comments about organized religion and the like, some of which I agree with, quite frankly, some of which I don't understand. Others, hey, you know, it's a lot like life. Some things you get, some things you don't. A lot of people, though, are really quick to judge somebody on what they perceive happened. And ever since then, Sinead O'Connor has been perceived as a lunatic. And a lot of the reports that have been issued about her somehow lack veracity. Complicated person, been through a lot for speaking her mind. Juliana Hatfield preceded Sinead with President Garfield. I guess you shouldn't really make jokes about the second president to get assassinated, but when I was a kid growing up, we had this local TV program called Garfield Goose. And he was the first and only, I guess, king of the United States. And he was a goose. He was a puppet goose. It wasn't a real goose. He had a little crown, and he had, like, little rabbit puppet friends. So after that, I always had a hard time dealing with the concept of the real President Garfield. He was shot 100 days after he took office, took him another 80 days to die, mostly from infection, we believe. He was quite the fighter of political corruption, and one of the quotes he left us, I really enjoy. The truth will set you free, but first it will make you miserable. Yeah, it's a little cynical, but I think it's really true. One of the most vicious tunes ever written preceded that, Positively 4th Street by Bob Dylan, this time performed by Shannon McNally. Before Shannon did Bob, Bob did Bob, a very young Bob Dylan, doing what he called Acne Teenager in Love. He was just a kid when he recorded that. It was like 1962, and he didn't even really record it. They were just sort of goofing around, and somebody had tape rolling. And we have the tape. I don't even know if they recorded that on tape back in 62. Alice Merton before that, No Roots. Yeah, we played it a couple weeks ago. Love the tune. Geneva Magnus opened the set with Pack It Up. You'd think that we'd end the set with Pack It Up. You'd think we'd end the show with Pack It Up. Nope, we do everything ass backwards here at Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. You can tell because just about damn near every week, we play a tune from Mojo Nixon, my hero. One of the greatest political commentators of all time, certainly of our time. Plus, he loves barbecue. See for yourself, innate.
Mike, go!
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine.
Get the Point Radio!
that space alien said something that was music to my truck driving, carbuncle butted ears, let me tell ya. Well, I'll pass Mars, ain't no speed limit. Said he owns a space truck, he don't rent it. And his back was aching, could he somewhere get him a massage?
I stood Sapphire Space Age Love Garage.
Come on!
Well, UFOs are big rigs, they come from outer space. Stopping off at the truck stop Earth, looking for some food to eat. They can't get no meaty wieners, not past the cradle, no.
Yeah, UFOs are big rigs, far from home.
Oh. Yeah, UFOs are big rigs, far from home.
Oh, yeah. Man, that boy shot out of here faster than Richard Petty.
Faculty,
graduating seniors, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. As president of the graduating class, it is my honor to introduce this evening's guest speaker. I must confess that we were a bit frantic this morning as our originally scheduled speaker, Geraldo Rivera, suddenly fell ill and was forced to cancel. I'm told that it was nothing serious, a little minor surgery that had to be taken care of, and I understand that Mr. Rivera is feeling better and regrets that he can't be with us this evening. However, we were fortunate to find a most distinguished replacement. She is an award-winning broadcast journalist on the Weekend Update news team. And we do thank her for graciously accepting our last-minute invitation. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ms. Roseanne Rosanna Dana.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. First of all, I gotta say it's an extreme pleasure, a thrill, a joy, an up, and a real snappy surprise for me, Roseanne Rosanna Dana, to give the commencement speech to the graduating class of the Columbia School of Journalism. At first, when they called me, 6:30 this morning, thanks a lot, I was real excited because I figured there's no greater honor than for an alumnus to give the graduating speech at his alma mater. But I guess I, Roseanne Rosanna Dana, will have to wait for that honor because I found out your school is not affiliated with the Columbia School of Broadcasting. But anyways, you guys were like in big trouble because Geraldo Rivera was sick as a dog. So I figured, why not come down here and talk to the young journalists of tomorrow? Geraldo had a boil that had to be lanced. It was one of those round ones that's hard like a rock, and it was right here on his neck like a lump. And even if the doctor drained it, you know how messy those things are, and it would have got on his shirt and everything, it would have made you sick during your graduation. Anyways, as I look out at your sweet, young, tender little journalistic faces with those stupid black flat hats on with little tassels hanging off of them, I can't help but know what you're thinking. You're probably saying to yourself, hey, I'm a college graduate. I spent a lot of time in school. What does journalism have to offer me? What do I have to offer journalism? What am I going to write about? What am I going to write with? Should I use a typewriter or a pencil? What kind of pencil? A number two pencil or one that writes darker? Where do I get these pencils? Does my boss buy them for me or do I have to buy them myself? And if I don't bring the pencils, am I going to get fired? And if I get fired, I'll starve. And if I starve, I'll die. And then what'll I do? Class of 79, for college graduates, you sure ask a lot of dumb questions. But I know exactly what you're going through, because I remember when I first entered the field, I was real nervous. Imagine, if you will, an idealistic young Roseanne Dana, fresh out of the Columbia School of Broadcasting, looking for a job in journalism. I filled out applications, I went for interviews, and they all told me the same thing. You're overqualified, you're underqualified. Don't call us, we'll call you. It's a jungle out there, woman's place is in the home. Have a nice day, drop dead, goodbye. But I didn't give up. I mean, I went to see the head of personnel at CBS, the Tiffany Network, and he said to me, Ms. Rosanna Dana, I think you should look for work in the wonderful world of fast foods. I was kind of PO'd at that. But I'm walking down the hall, and who do I see sitting in his office? But Mr. CBS Evening News himself, Walter Cronkite. And just between you and me, Rosanna Dana, you know what that big shot news guy eats for lunch? Luncheon meat on white bread with butter, with one piece of lettuce that got wilted from being between the meat and the butter so long? I mean, that big shot, hot shot news guy is eating pink bologna meat with white dots in it that you don't know what it is. And what are those dots? Is that cheese? It looks like a Q-tip or something in there. Or maybe like Rivera's boil, I don't know. Anyways, I really poured on the Rosanna Dana charm. I showed him my resume, I made him a cup of coffee, I told him a lot of journalism jokes, and Cronkite says to me, hey, Roseanne, you should have a job here at CBS. Then, all of a sudden, this wooden chair that I'm sitting on makes a sound on the floor. Well, I thought I was gonna die. Cronkite says, hey, did that come out of you? I go, no way, Mr. Cronkite. I swear that didn't come out of me. So So then I tried to move the chair again to get it to make the same noise so he wouldn't think I'm no pig. And I moved the chair all over his office, and I couldn't get it to make that noise again. Finally he says to me, "Hey, I'm eating my lunch. What are you trying to do, make me sick?" Well, I don't have to tell you, I was real down after that. I was depressed as a dog. But I didn't give up. I said to myself, "RR, yes, you can. I'm okay, you're okay. I'm my own best friend, my mother, myself. I have no fear of flying. I'm woman, hear me roar." And I didn't give up. And I made it, and pretty big, I might add. So let me wrap this thing up and summarize and conclude real quick by saying, it just goes to show you, it's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. Either you can't get a job in journalism, or Walter Cronkite thinks you cut the cheese in his office. It's just like the little graduation song that my father used to sing to me when I was a little girl before I went to bed at night. He'd tuck me in all snug as a little bug in a rug and put powder in my arms and everything, make sure my toes are all tucked in and all. And he would sing to me this little graduation song written by my grandmother, Nana Rosanna Dam. And I'm going to sing it for you. Should all the acquaintance be forgot, I hope you'll hear my plea. Roseanne, my dear, you'll get a job if you listen to me. Just sit quite still and don't you move during your interview. 'Cause if you move, your boss will think the fart came out of you. Good night, my little Roseanne, Roseanne Dana. Good luck, class of 79.
My bed. shook her head and listened what the lady said. Are you sick?
Sick.
Are you a lunatic?
Lunatic.
Are you sick?
Sick.
Are you a lunatic?
Lunatic.
All I want to do is play my music and make people happy. I don't want to be an old drunk like my pappy. All I want to do is make people jump up and down.
Diddly, proving he's crazy by doing a little bit of Screaming Jay Hawkins at the very end of that tune. For that, Rockin' Duck the Grimm's Rockin' Sydney did If It's Good for the Gander. Before, Rosanna Dana gave us about, 7 minutes of her mind. It's always something. It was not one thing, it's another. That's a great truth. Great truth. The Ravenettes before Rosanna Dana with Excuses. We open the set as promised with a Mighty Moj, Mojo Nixon, UFOs, Big Rigs, and Barbecue. And now, what you've all been waiting for, and some of you have already tightened yourself up to get pissed. Once again, it's time for the Big Babble. Given what happened the last couple of days of last week, you may be thinking, wow, it's over. We got him. We nailed him. That Trump bastard is gonna go. Yeah, relax a little bit. It ain't over till it's over, and it most certainly is not over. For one thing, the Republicans still need that bastard because they don't have their tax plan through yet. It got through the Senate. It's likely eventually to get through the Congress, but they're not going to line up all their ducks quite yet. And in about a week, that Alabama child fucker Roy Moore may just get elected to the Senate. I don't know. Right now, it's neck and neck. People who think that electing a pederast is morally superior to electing a Democrat. These people are insane. They're not just in Alabama, but it's only the ones in Alabama right now that count. The Republicans think they need Trump until that tax cut for the wealthy gets through. And by wealthy, I mean the upper 1% of 1% of the population. And even then, it doesn't mean that no matter how much Mueller has on Trump and how many of his key people testify against him, the Republican Party will still do the right thing and impeach the bastard. Tweet Reet and Potato at Creepy Mike Gold, and that's who I am. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine at GetThePointRadio.com. Taking us home tonight, the Ooh.
Shoop, 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 shoo, ada, ada, 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 shoop, shoop. 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 Shoop, shoo, ada, ada. I guess you know what makes a party go. If you don't, we better let you know. The reason why I've seen is really hot.
Yes, it's all because they're smoking a new cigarette. It's called
shoop, shoop. Shoop, shoo, ada, ada, shoop, shoop. Shoop, shoo, ada, ada, shoop, shoop. Shoop, shoo, ada, ada, shoop, shoop. Shoop, shoo, ada, ada. From east to west, the people gather around. DJ's playing really groovy sounds. He blasts the music out without no frills.
That's because he really digs those ears.
Shoop, shoop. Shoop, shoo, ada, ada, shoop, shoop. Shoop, shoo, ada, ada, shoop, shoop. Shoop, shoo, ada, ada, shoop, shoop. Shoop, shoo, ada. Don't hesitate to bring your mom and dad. Hate to think that they're at home in bed. What makes grandpa do the monster mash?
Tu l'homme faut lui porter ce vase of sausage and mash.
Shoop, shoop. Shoop, shoo, ada, ada, shoop, shoop. Shoop, shoo, ada, ada, shoop, shoop. Shoop, shoo, ada, ada, shoop, shoop. Shoop, shoo, ada, ada.
October's here. Here life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the Point Radio.